What's up? What's up? What's up?
This is
Daniel.
Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Daniel from the EMS Lounge on the initial launch show. You can call in tonight at 760-283-4606. Tonight we're going to be kind of working through some bugs, taking some calls, kind of getting our feet wet in this. We're going to try to do this once a month or once a week. To kind of go kind of shooting from there. Call in, let us know how the audio is. Let us know any questions you have, and we're going to kind of shoot it from there. We're going to go for 15 minutes tonight, and then just kind of, just try to do it once a week. So we're going to try to start taking some calls just as they come in. Shane couldn't be here tonight, obviously, because we had to launch it at 10. And we're getting text. Let's see. We're getting some text saying that it's not coming through. So if it is coming through, give us a call at 760-283-4606 on the EMS Lounge, powered by blogtalkradio.com. It's going to be an informative podcast. We're going to do everything, education for EMS. It'll go everything from cardiology, pulmonary, trauma, all the way to, post-traumatic stress, depression, suicide intervention. You can keep in touch with us at 911 Buddy Check on Facebook or Reaper Crew EMS on Facebook. Kind of help keep in contact with us. You'll be able to shoot us questions on there. You can also get us on here at 760-283-4606. Hopefully the audio is going to be coming in good tonight. When y'all do give us feedback, let us know whether it's high, low, scratchy, whatever. Between Shane and I, most people know me, Daniel Mills, flight paramedic, full-time educator. I work in research at a local university here in Birmingham. Military for 9 years as a FMF corpsman with the United States Marine Corps. Been teaching, I guess, for about 10 years now. Shane, driver's flight paramedic as well, educator. I've been in ground and air and EMS for probably 20 years. So we're going to start trying to take some calls, see if we can get the phone lines working. Kind of go from there. Let me know, those of you that are listening, I'm getting your text. Try calling the number and let's see if we can get y'all patched through. Until then, we're going to keep rocking on, keep busting out, trying to work all the kinks out. And hopefully, you're going to have to kind of pardon the dead air and the pauses. We're trying to make sure that everybody's getting good audio. Like I said, this is the initial launch podcast of the EMS Lounge. So bear with us as we're trying to kind of figure this out. We got about 10 minutes and 54 seconds left on the podcast, so hopefully on this initial one, we'll get all the bugs worked out and be able to go from there. I know we did get an email on 911 Buddy Check on Facebook earlier. A lot of requests for all the post-traumatic stress, suicide prevention, how to deal with depression. Shane and I have a huge passion for the PTSD. I don't like to call it PTSD because I hate labeling it as a disorder. But, we actually got a call coming in. So let's see if we can get this patch through. You're live on the EMS lounge. Can you hear us? Actually, I think I just hung up on them. Let's see if we can try that again. And we'll get them through. While they're calling back, actually, I think I hit the O-No button. Like we're talking about with the post-traumatic stress, we're going to really hit on that hard here in the coming weeks. You know, there's a big thing out for that, for leadership. Shane and I have a huge passion for suicide prevention stuff. You know, one suicide from an EMS fire provider is one too many. Had a good friend just a few weeks ago take his life. You know, that's tough on everybody. We have to make sure that we kind of stand together, you know, in solidarity and make sure that, you know, we're looking out for each other. That's one reason we started the 911 buddy check. You know, so we could reach out, you know, say, hey, it's okay not to be okay. You know, it's one reason why we're doing this, kind of putting a voice, you know, beyond the Facebook post, beyond the words, and be able to kind of, you know, go from there. So we're still trying to get the phone lines working, seeing if we can get them patched through, so just bear with us. I know one caller actually got through, and I believe hung up on them. So we're going to keep on busting through. I know we've had, probably this coming week, especially with licensure season coming up, with the next few weeks, we're going to be doing a lot of educational stuff. Obviously, CEUs won't be available on the podcast as of yet. You know, but we're going to be able to do these, you know, 20, 30, 40 minute educational podcasts. We're going to get them downloaded on iTunes. You can put them on your podcast, listen to them while you're working out. You know, kind of just give Shane and I a different avenue of reaching people, you know, beyond just the words on a keyboard. So, like I said, hopefully I'm getting some good text messages. I know some of the audio is going through. Mostly everybody that's texting me is saying that the audio is loud enough. It's clear, other than my my southern drawl. So, and I've got one lady that says she don't want to say anything, but it did go through because I think she's nervous talking up live on the air. So, anybody else out there, 760-283-4606, call in live. You can talk to us, see if the switchboard's working. You know, kind of help us work out some kinks. We're going to take any requests on topics, anything you want to learn about, anything you got questions about. One big thing we're going to push is have all right, let's see. We got a call coming in, so let's see if this will work. So stand by. Hello, you're live on the EMS lounge. Hello, you're live on the EMS lounge. Test 1, 2, 3. Can you hear us? All right, bear with us. We're still trying to make sure this works. Hey, you live on the EMS lounge. Can you hear us? All right, we did get a text. Apparently, she's she's a little nervous about speaking. So we are getting some texts. It is coming through. We got the phones working, got the switchboard working. You got good audio, good volume, good clarity. So we're just going to kind of keep trucking on. We got about 4 minutes left. I'm getting a lot of text, you know, with a couple of requests. I'm going to defer a lot of the leadership stuff to my man Shane. Everybody that knows Shane Driver, he's been in a leadership position in EMS for probably going on over 15, 20 years. Super humble guy. You know, he's at a better, you know, position in his career to speak on the leadership. I can hit you on a lot of leadership points, tools. I'm not in a leadership position. So it's kind of easier, you know, my man, he's there. He's doing it. So we'll let him talk, try to get some presentations going in the next couple of weeks for the post-traumatic stress, the leadership. Everybody that knows me, that sat in on some of my classes, know that I'm big on airway and trauma. That's my big thing. So we're going to hit on that. I know probably one of the first educational ones we're going to do, we're going to hit on some respiratory stuff, the entitled CO2, the capnography, and just kind of just branch out from there. With the 911 buddy check, Reaper Crew EMS on Facebook, check us out, like our page, share us. It's probably the easiest way to keep up, especially with me. For our Alabama providers, don't forget to check out the Alabama EMS Conference, March 4th, 5th, and 6th at the BJCC in Birmingham. Be there or be left out. Tickets are on sale now. We have sale price tickets going on. We got 20% off. So be sure to check out Alabama EMS Conference on Facebook. You'll find the links on the 911 Buddy Check as well as Reaper Crew EMS. Keep in touch with us. Like the page. Share it. Kind of help us get the word out. Let us know how you like tonight. Give us some feedback on the actual technical part. We're kind of free spinning, you know, just going off the hip for the first 15-minute podcast. Sponsored by blogtalkradio.com. We got about 2 minutes left, or minute 57. Anybody want to call in real quick? 760-283-4606. Give us a shout real quick. Tell us what you think before we have to shut it down. We're probably going to try to do one or two more this week just to work out. Stand by. Hello, you live on the EMS Lounge.
Hey, Daniel, it's John. I was just calling to see if it actually worked on the phone call.
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. How are you hearing us?
It's going through good, man. I'm just trying to get that call in to make sure it's working in your last minute and a half.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. We're getting a bunch of texts that people were, it was going out with people. I know my better half said she could hear it. She just didn't want to say anything when she called in, which wasn't a lot of help. So,
yeah, I wanted to make sure it was going through on the phone line.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, just shoot me some feedback. Let us know what y'all think of the system. I'm pretty sure this is the one we're going to go with. So just let me know how y'all liked it, and we're going to kind of rock and roll from here.
Yeah, it works well for me on this end. It sounds good. A little delay from the phone versus the internet, but that's expected.
All right, awesome. Cool. Well, we're in our last 20 seconds. This is brought to you by blogtalkradio.com. This is the EMS Lounge. Check us out on BuddyCheck 911 on Facebook. Look up Reaper Crew EMS. We hope y'all have a good night. For all our night walkers, stay safe, stay dry, and we'll catch you next time. Hello. Hello.